Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the apartment had been sitting empty for years before four roommates moved in. At first, it felt like they had stumbled onto the perfect place. Months later, after footsteps, knocking, and violent activity upstairs, they realized why nobody else had wanted it.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that it is, and 855-853-4802 is the phone number if you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching. We're back on YouTube. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online. The link's in the description to join us over there. We'd love to have you. And they're all video over there. So you can watch the programs and interact with us, more comments and all that. So please do watch and give us your reactions to the ghost stories on our YouTube channel. So what's going on, y'all?
As we were coming out of the last episode that we were recording, we all took a break. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, I don't remember why, Tony said, we'll be right back. And so mm-hmm. I sang the old ABC Saturday morning jingle, after these messages, we'll be right back. Yep. And now it's in my head. Do you remember those, Carol?
I don't remember that.
Okay.
The reclamation.
Yeah.
And these are the ones, I think there was various incarnations, but those ones I remember, it was like there was a dog and a fire hydrant one. Yep. There was then the claymation. There was the three people standing by the brick wall and they rolled their heads.
Right. They were supposed to be like a doo-wop group, right?
Yep. And there was a couple others.
There was a horse and a cowboy and then a horse.
Dang, guys.
And then there was a cowboy singing and his guitar case opened up or something weird like that.
Yeah, it says, boom, we'll be right back. Was like, the guitar. Yep.
Yep.
Dang, yep. You guys remember
after
that
these
stuff.
Messages, we'll be right back.
Yep. Yep. Because that was
and
the
then he'd whistle for his horse, right? And then the horse would drop down on top of him.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
Oh, and squish him? Kill him?
Yeah. Wow. He killed him.
Wow. Yeah.
Dead. It was gratuitous violence. in the 80s on claymation, you know.
Everybody would be right back but me.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, that was good. That was good.
In Carol's day, would be more like, we'll be right back after these messages.
Mm-hmm. Stand on the phonograph. By for news.
Yeah. And then you're going to do a commercial for vodka.
Roma Seltzer.
You just wanted to watch the Flintstones. Yeah, suddenly you're craving Tangeray.
Flintstones out there smoking cigarettes, selling cigarettes on Flintstones.
Yes, yes.
The Marlboro Man would come on. Yeah. He was so handsome. Who doesn't want to smoke Marlboros now? But I'd rather have a Virginia Slim because only ladies smoke those.
And you learned it. Then you went to the store and you got the candy cigarettes. And
that's right.
Exactly.
You pretended you were smoking while watching the cartoons. And then between the episodes were ads for all that.
And then at some point, Uncle Earl came in the room and actually handed you a cigarette and you lit up. And then you were hooked for life.
Like, I love
And then you ended
Virginia
up with black
Slims.
Lung. Yeah.
I just remember there being a Virginia Slims commercial where they were playing tennis and then they stopped to have a cigarette.
Well, you know, that's what you got to do. If you work out, you got to stop for that little refreshing, you know, smoke.
Maybe you can be on the tennis team in high school, honey. You can smoke between rounds. Where'd you get that idea?
More when doctors recommend cigarettes for nerves.
You. My senior year of high school, I switched schools. I moved to a different town, and they actually had a smoking section for students. It was outside. It was right by the tennis courts, and that's where everybody went out to smoke.
Yep.
And it was just, it wasn't teachers or anything. It was just on school grounds. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like you had to go across the street to smoke. That was a service provided by the school.
I don't know if ours was just unspoken, but they didn't do anything about it. It was one spot. It was in the front of the building. And it was just seas of people out there smoking every day before school. It was where the buses transferred. And it was just, they were cool with it. And it was like that. I mean, I remember, and it was because we'd stand out there transferring buses in like 10 degree weather or lower.
And stuck in the smoke.
And so everybody's keeping warm. Everybody's smoking. I never did. I never got into smoking. It was everyone. I was such the odd man out on smoking, which now it's like the opposite. Which is kind of amazing.
Because they're so expensive.
Well, I mean, it was expensive for us back then too. When you're in high school, you know how, but it's, I'm sure it's with inflation probably even higher for them, but I don't know. Like, I think they're making a choice not to. And it's been, you know, it was marketed very different to these generations than it was to us. And clearly it had an impact.
I was working with some people in radio in my last job, and they were a little bit older. I'd say probably in their 60s, maybe early 70s. But they talked about going to college, and where they went to college, the desks in the school actually had ashtrays in them. So they'd be sitting in like an auditorium. They'd be in an auditorium watching some, you know, speech or whatever, and they'd be sitting there smoking cigarettes the entire time.
Yeah. And it was just, I remember airplanes having the...
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Like there's still, I think in the last 10 years I've been on a plane that had one, but because it's like standard on some seats still, because I think some countries allow it. It's weird, but yeah, I mean, that's totally different world and not that long a period of time.
You can
the good old days where you could smoke on the planes and in schools and in small cars with children.
There's a YouTube channel someplace, and it's this woman who goes into old homes with paneling, and all she does is wipe off the nicotine. And so you watch her spray it down with stuff, and then it kind of drips down, and then she wipes it.
Oh,
that's got to be like people just watch it because it's satisfying to see the nicotine being cleaned. Jesus, God, hey, you got to think of those paneling. And if there's any out there that have survived yet, I always like the paneling look. I still do.
I do too, actually.
I think it's fun. Like, we did a little corner out here like that for fun. It looks fun. Let's go to a ghost story at 855-853-4802. And after, I have to say, we're going to have a commercial for Shadow Piney Luxury Apartments, which ties in with this story. It's a message you're not going to want to miss.
My name is Alicia, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I have a story. This is just a few years ago. I lived in an apartment in the Pilsen neighborhood, a little bit south of the South Loop neighborhood, while I was in college. I lived with three other girls, and the apartment we lived in was vacant for a couple of years before we moved in, and we had no idea why. It was gorgeous, and it was two stories, had a spiral staircase going up to the top. So I lived on top in a lofted area, and while we were living there, people would come over and say they always got this eerie feeling that people were watching them or something was watching them. And then we would hear things every so often, and we would kind of just not make a big deal out of it. But then one day there was a back porch up in my bedroom that you can get to only from the inside of the apartment. So one day my sister went out there, and it was the middle of the summer, probably 100 degrees, so we had the air on. And she yelled down, she's like, Alicia, why would you leave the back door open, the air's on, and it's 100 degrees out? She said, I didn't have the door open. I was just up there. So I go up there, and we're kind of confused a little bit, but the first thing I think is that, oh my gosh, somebody tried to break in. But there was no sense of breaking in, and you cannot get to the back deck from the outside of the house. So we thought, huh, that's weird. Come downstairs, and we're talking about it while we're in the kitchen. And then all of a sudden, we hear, it sounded like a book. Somebody picked up a book and dropped it on the floor right above our heads. So when this happens, I get a little bit nervous. And we've always had these kind of like ghostly experiences happening our entire lives. So I think we're one of those people where ghosts kind of follow us. So we got a little bit nervous. And then our other roommate came home. So we're sitting there telling her what's happening, and we hear another noise. So we have a friend that feels that she and her husband can like sense these spirit things. So we give her a call. We say, hey, come over to our place because we hear something, and it's like really freaking us out. It's kind of late at night, maybe around 10:30, 11 o'clock. So she's like, oh my goodness, we're going to come with like a video recorder, holy water. We'll be right there. So when she hangs up, I'm in the kitchen and I'm relaying the message to my roommates. We have like a wooden cupboard in the kitchen because there wasn't a pantry. So I'm leaning against it while I'm telling them the story, or I'm telling them that my friends are coming over. So I say, they'll be here in like 20 minutes. So we're standing there, it gets quiet, and right next to my ear on this wooden cupboard, somebody knocks three times. We freak out, lock ourselves in the bedroom, and it's just like, what is going on? This is absolutely terrifying. So I said, why did we just lock ourselves in the bedroom if it's a ghost? This is stupid. So we picked up our stuff and we ran outside, and I said, I'm not going back inside until our two other friends get there. So once our two friends come in, I say, we're hearing these noises upstairs, but then this thing just knocked on the cupboard. So we go upstairs, and my friend's husband says that he's feeling some sort of presence. So I don't know if he's just kind of BSing with us or if this was like real, but he's like, there's definitely something up here that doesn't know what's going on because we had just moved in and he was like, whatever it was alone for so long. So I said, well, you need to tell it to get out because we live here now. And while we're like discussing this, his wife is taking pictures on this video camera and trying to catch it on camera to see if she can see it or something like that. Her husband says, hey, stop taking pictures of it. It's starting to get irritated. So at this point, we still don't know, but I'm totally being gullible and believing everything my friend is saying. And she's like, no. I want to get it on camera. That way we can figure out if it's a boy or a girl or like whatever the case is. So then her husband's mood completely changed. And all the hairs on his body, like, stood up. He had goosebumps, and he was like, no, stop what you're doing. It's mad. It does not want you taking pictures. We need to get out right now. Like, get out of the upstairs. So I was not about to be the one to make this ghost even more upset. So I ran down the spiral staircase. The three others were there to follow, so they came down, too. I kid you not, as soon as the last person got off the bottom step, the lights in my bedroom started flickering, and we saw books, and you can hear them, like, flying around the room and getting thrown against the wall. And then this was happening for maybe about a minute or so, and then everything just went silent. And we were like, what the heck? So we went back upstairs, and nothing was moved or misplaced or anything. It was like nothing happened, but we all heard it, and we all saw it. And it was absolutely terrifying. So I said, I'm not going back up there tonight. And we all slept in the living room. We pulled out two mattresses and the couches. My sister, though, was not about it. She didn't want to believe it. So she went to bed. Then the next morning, she came out and woke us up and said when she was sleeping, she felt somebody pull the covers off her legs. This was only within the first 3 months of living in this apartment, and we had signed a full year lease. Our friends told us we were crazy because we finished out the entire 12 months in the lease. And other stuff started happening, too, but that was probably the most intense. I think after a while, I had my my mom came over. We're, like, religious. And we did a rosary and sprayed holy water in every corner and said prayers everywhere. And then the presence kind of drifted, and it got less intense over the month. And after 12 months, we just left. And that was that. And it was pretty crazy. And none of my friends believe it, but it totally happened, except for, like, the six of us that were there that night. Yeah. Thanks.
I love her. She's telling a horrifying story and giggling at the same time.
You know, it's a bad story when it goes, okay, let's grab our camcorders and some holy water and let's go in.
Let's go.
That's why you should just always have holy water with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I drink pure holy.
Oh.
Pure holy is water filtrated through actual pieces of what they believe to be the crucifix. Along with minerals that remove the toxins from your water supply. Toxins that can harm your family, your pets, your soul, and so much more.
So basically, Brita plus Biblical is this new brand.
New Brita Biblical. Brita Biblical. It does more than just purify your water. It purifies your soul. Every bottle of every filter is blessed. And because every filter is blessed, every drop of water that flows through your Brita Biblical filter delivers your soul the cleanse it needs.
There's pieces of
It's kind of scary how well you're doing with this.
The Shroud of Turin in there, you know, they've kind of sliced that up. And
we got the Shroud in there. Every Brita filter has like 0.00 of a millimeter of the Shroud of Turin in it, and like that of the actual wood of the cross.
Yeah, just take our word on that.
Just take our word; it's all legit. Just because you bought it at a gift shop, you know, it doesn't mean it's not authentic. But you know, that and your Titanic coal.
Did you have a commercial to play?
You know, I do actually. This is interestingly, this is about the luxury apartments, and this is, you know, they have difficulty selling these places sometimes, but this is what they're up against now that they have to do the disclaimers, just like they do in medical commercials. So it's making apartments harder to sell. Here's one of them.
Folks, are you ready for luxury living at its finest? Welcome to Shadow Pines Luxury Apartments, your new dream home. Beautiful one and two bedroom units featuring plush wall-to-wall carpeting, gourmet kitchens with all new appliances, massive walk-in closets, and breathtaking views. Relax at our sparkling Olympic-sized pool, state-of-the-art fitness center, private balconies, and convenient on-site laundry. Covered parking, playground for the kids, and just minutes from everything you need.
But that's not all. Our very special long-term residents make every night unforgettable!
Possible side effects include demonic possession that forces you to gouge out your own eyes while screaming forgotten languages. Your children may be dragged screaming into the walls where entities slowly peel their skin and wear it like clothing. Kitchen knives may animate at 3 a.m. to perform ritualistic carvings on your flesh while you remain fully conscious. Residents frequently experience their intestines being rearranged by invisible hands, spontaneous self-immolation in the shower, and having their tongue stretched out and nailed to the ceiling. The building itself may digest tenants alive over several weeks, leaving only bloody teeth and fingernails in the vents. Shadow Pines, where luxury meets the eternal unknown. First month free with this. Demons may cause your family members to cannibalize each other, starting with the youngest. Your genitals to rot and fall off while demons laugh through the vents and full soul flame where your spirit is peeled layer by layer for eternity while your empty body continues paying rent. Previous tenants have been found fused into the drywall, still twitching, or turned inside out and still breathing. Not responsible for total damnation, loss of sanity, or becoming a breeding vessel for hell's fun. Shadow Pines, luxury apartments, come for the amenities. Because the demons won't let you leave.
Call today.
While you still can.
You know, I like that they're leaning. I like that they're leaning into their honesty of what's going on there. So it's nothing unexpected, and they're trying to do it in a real peppy way. You know, they could have. It could be one of those like we just can't do ads, but they're really, even though they had to have the minute and a half disclaimer, they got creative on how to let you know. Your soul's going to be destroyed and your genitals will be ripped off.
And your tongue will be stretched to the ceiling.
But have you seen the pool? I mean...
It's Olympic size.
And they have muffins every morning and it's, you know, cereal bar. You know, what more can you ask for?
I love it.
Yeah. So.
That was good.
There you go.
That was a good one.
Yep. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's hear a phone call. Hello.
Hello. My name is James. In the late 1990s, I was living with my mother in a small one-bedroom apartment. This apartment building, it was very compact, and it only had one bedroom apartment, which my mother slept in, and I slept in the living room. On this one particular night, I was watching wrestling. I was a big fan of wrestling back there. And in the doorway, a couple of feet away from the TV, on the same wall, I'm watching the television. I feel like I'm being watched. When I looked over at the side, I noticed a black figure standing at the doorway, staring at me. Now, the black figure that was staring at me, he was without any kind of features whatsoever. It was like someone standing with a black leotard or something, except I couldn't tell the leotard. It was all black, a black hole standing there in the shape of a man. The only feature that I could tell were his eyes. His eyes were larger than usual, and they were very angry looking. And I remember he was staring at me with such hatred, and it was overwhelming me. And I remember I locked eyes with this thing for about 5 seconds. After 5 seconds, he darts behind the wall where we had a small hallway that led to a closet and a bathroom. At the time, I used to work public safety. So that response came out of me, and I darted after it. I went down the small hallway, and the only two doors in that hallway was to the walk-in closet and a bathroom. I checked both of them out thoroughly until I realized no one's here. I kind of freaked out, but for whatever reason, I've always seen ghosts since I was a child. This was different, but I didn't react the way I thought I was going to react, with fear. It hit me moments afterwards where I went back to watching wrestling that I just saw something. I didn't see it as a ghost. I saw it more as a demon. A couple of nights later, I sleep on the sofa. I had all the lights out in the bed, in the apartment, and I used to lay on my stomach, something I don't do anymore since this situation happened. I was laying on my stomach, and I started to fall asleep. I was in that position of being not awake, but not asleep either, that cross area. And I felt a hand touch me in the back of my head, and I felt all five fingers, and it was a very gentle touch. It wasn't rough. It was gentle. And then the hand went down my back to my lower back. And I remember jumping up, spinning around, so I was laying on my back, and I looked around. Even though the apartment was dark, there was still some outside light coming in, and my eyes already adjusted, being else laying in the dark. There was nobody there. At that point, I was able to go back to sleep, because I just wrote it off as maybe a dream I was having right before I fell asleep and made me jump. However, a couple of nights later, again, I was sleeping in the living room with all the lights out, laying on my stomach, and that's when it elevated. I felt an ice-cold hand grab me by my ankle and pull me violently off the sofa. So much of fact, my knees hit the floor. I remember scurrying back up onto the sofa and spinning around on my back and looking around the house. And once again, there was nobody there. It got to the point I got up, turned on all the lights, checked the whole apartment thoroughly. When I found nothing, I ran into my mother's room, woke her up and notified her what happened. But at that point, I slept on her floor in the bedroom for the next few nights. Afterwards, I had to wake up in my house. I started walking around. I started praying, started throwing away a lot of stuff that I seemed suspect, whether it was statues or anything that I find might have had some kind of connection involved. Started throwing them all out, a lot of my horror movies. And at the end of the day, after I finished praying, I started feeling that there was a lightness in the apartment, and that thing never returned. I just wanted to share it one more time, hopefully to people who would understand what I went through and believe it. Okay. Thank you once again. See you all later.
So did he have an apartment at Shadow Pines?
That's what I was thinking.
It kind of sounded like Shadow Pines.
You got to read the fine print. You have to read the fine print. That's all I'm saying.
And he's just along. His mom would have needed to read the fine print. She didn't. She signed the lease.
Because, you know, if you don't, do a little research. You don't do a little Googling or Yahooing or whatever's it is at the time. You end up finding yourself in an apartment where the woman had her head cut off by someone. And then they think it was in a lake that you find very peaceful, walking around listening to Michael Bublé around 2006. Feeling good, and all of a sudden you're like, what the fuck? Was somebody's head at the bottom of this lake? And it's not so feeling good anymore, kids. It's weird. It's odd, and it's very weird to learn about it from the people at the Best Buy where you're just trying to buy a washer and dryer, and the first thing they say to you when they give them their address is, did they find the head yet? What head?
And then you go to your coworker and you ask her, do you know about the head that's in my...
Everybody knows about the head, but you. But you.
I heard about it. They never have found the head. Didn't they tell you that when you moved in?
And then for the first, I even ask. You ask the lady up front when you're getting the keys and you're signing it all. Like, oh, it's a neighborhood. Like, oh, there's no crime here. It's very nice. It's very calm. And yeah.
There's that one day outside of the one day.
Yeah, just that one time.
It was one day, you know, statistically, I mean, very
do
low.
We have to tell you about that one day.
Very low in the big scheme of things, you know.
Oh, a chapter from Tony's life right there.
Yeah. Or from his brain.
No, that happened.
That's his
shut
wife.
Up. That fucking
yeah,
happened.
All of that happened.
That's a real story.
I'm sitting here thinking you're just going off the deep end. I'm over here on my phone calling 911 to send you help.
No, and then Tony comes in to work and he's like, did you know there was a woman in my apartment complex that was beheaded and they can't find her head? And I'm like, yeah. I thought you knew.
Oh my God.
He's like, no, I didn't know. How would I have known? I don't know. You already rented the place.
I rented it through apartments.com.
Well, that'll do it right there.
And it was like brand new. Like it was a brand new service. This is 2006. And I mean, it really was a good complex. I really had any issues with it other than the headless lady and you're not knowing. But yeah, that was a true story.
That's true. The Best Buy was true.
Everything. I did not embellish a thing. That whole fucking thing was 100% true.
No wonder your mind goes in weird places. You can't make that shit up.
No, you can't.
That was true.
Oh, that first week there in Wichita, it was I don't know what it is. It's the magic of it. But everywhere I went, everybody wanted to tell me about some tragic story of the city. It was so weird. It was like the first time he was like, oh, yeah, they're up there. There was the guy that was shooting people, a sniper on the top of the Holiday Inn,
yep.
Picking
across
people
from
off.
Century two.
And then it's like, so I'm like, oh, that's a really neat building. Oh, yeah, the sniper was like, what? And then there's the Carr Brothers story, which is just one of the most horrific, dark stories that you don't even really hear about because it's too dark to report on. And it's nobody wants to hear it because it's so fucking horrible. BTK, everybody knows about for the most part. But it was just like one thing after another. It's a neat city. But it was... that was my first week there, and it was weird.
So honestly, at any point during that, did you think to yourself, "What the hell have I done?"
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, I really enjoyed it. Because like everybody I was working with, I really liked. I met Carol, so like the environment was great. I was really happy with that. And I enjoyed the city. Like it was a nice sized city. It is a nice sized city. It's gotten much bigger since then. And I was enjoying it. I really didn't have any complaints at first. I was just, it was just kind of, it was an awkward introduction. to the town. But yeah, it's, I mean, every city's got its stuff, and that city certainly has some interesting stories. Without a doubt. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear it, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Check us out on Patreon and on Apple Podcasts. If you want to support the show and get ad-free episodes, advanced episodes, and all that stuff, just search Real Ghost Stories Online. Press subscribe. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.